Financial woes continue for the Postal Service as the independent panel that oversees Postal Service turned down the agency's request to increase the price of stamps. Meanwhile, the volume of mail continues to decline after a peak in 2006 of 213 billion pieces. Mail is expected to fall to 150 billion pieces over the next 10 years. Now, the Postal Service Office of Inspector General asked the George Mason University School of Public Policy to examine the financial sustainability of the Postal Service under various volume scenarios. And joining us to talk about what they found is Renee Sheehy, an economist with the Office of the Inspector General at the Postal Service. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us, what is the bottom line here? Is the Postal Service financially sustainable at 150 million pieces of mail the way it's structured now?
At 150 billion, yes, the GMU researchers found the Postal Service would be sustainable if you allowed price increases above inflation. However, they also ran scenarios that showed that if you modified the cost structure of the Postal Service significantly, by, for example, radically improving the pre-funding of benefits, you could also make the Postal Service sustainable without above inflationary increases.
And you worked with GMU on this report, or had them do the report, and they did it from a bunch of different angles, as you just explained, sort of giving you a virtual window into the future of if this, then this, what may happen next. How were they able to carry out this analysis, and are you at the Postal Service Inspector General's office, are you able to trust these figures, and you figure out this is going to provide you with the path you need?
They actually built upon a model that's been used for a long time in postal regulatory proceedings, a model that's been used to forecast costs. And what they did is they expanded it and made it more capable of running scenarios. And then they also added on the price and revenue part so you could get a complete financial picture. So this model's been trusted for a long time, so I think we feel very confident in it.
And what are some other variables besides the price of postal delivery, stamps and so forth, and the contributions to the employee pension and health benefits fund for retirees? What about the size of the workforce? Did that come up in the study?
Yes, and actually the model does estimate, actually coming out of the model, based on the volume level, you can kind of get a picture of how many work years you would need for the size of the workforce. So that comes out of the model directly. And also they looked at things like reducing other sorts of costs, like one proposal has been to drop a day of delivery, and they put that into the model to see how it would affect prices, and other sorts of kind of scenarios. You can run all kinds of different scenarios to look at different options.
Well, let me just follow up on that. So how many people do they have to dispose of or get rid of in order to be sustainable at 150 billion pieces?
At 150 billion, the model suggests you would need about 636,000 work years, which is a little bit is not quite convertible to a full-time employee, but roughly around that amount of work.
And how many do they have now?
They have around 700,000 people.
So another 75,000 people.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit off because work years isn't completely comparable.
Well, let's also talk about the way these figures came about. I mean, one of the things that struck me in this report is that this is something brand new for the Postal Service. Postal Service doesn't often see the mail volume declining year after year after year. Usually it goes up. In any scenario, did mail volume freeze at any level, or did it bottom out, or did it ever start going up again, or do you anticipate it continuing to drop?
Well, this really is a model where you put in what you think the volume will be, and then you get a picture of it. It's not an estimate of what the volume levels are.
Got it.
So when they ran it at four different volume levels, ranging from 150 billion to 75 billion. But they didn't, it was an input into the model is what you think the volume level can be. So this really makes it a very flexible model. But they weren't looking at specific, they weren't making predictions about volume.
And we're speaking with Renee Sheehy. She's an economist in the Office of Inspector General at the Post Office. And so who can act on this report? What happens to it now? I mean, does the Postal Board of Governors make the decisions? Does the postal management? What happens?
Well, this is not an audit report in that we do not have formal, there's no formal process where the Postal Service has to get back to us or acknowledge it. This is for their information, and they can act on it as they choose. And it's mostly to give them information, sort of a longer, and a tool for them to use in their work.
And as we go through these reports, because we've done quite a few number of interviews with the Inspector General's office about the different reports and about how to ensure that the Postal Service remains viable, it all keeps coming back to the same thing, which is funding the retiree health benefits and funding the retirement plans. That seems to come up here, too. Is that really going to wind up being the bottom line here?
Well, it's a major issue, and it's something that really has to be taken care of for the Postal Service's long-term viability.
And so that means they should get after it this fiscal year, you'd say?
Well, I think the sooner the better it's dealt with would definitely be better than later, because it's definitely a huge strain on the Postal Service's finances.